USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus. He says each of us has to be careful and follow the federal guidelines.
It is absolutely critical that Americans continue to follow the federal government's guidelines, so important, about social distancing, non-essential travel, and hand washing. Defeating this unseen enemy requires the help and commitment of every single American.
A massive spending bill to help with the coronavirus pandemic is stalled in the Senate after a procedural vote failed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says an agreement is possible, hopefully, in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, in the House, Democrats are moving forward with their own version of coronavirus relief. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.